Triple M, good times and greatest hits. Nice to have you along. It's Cliff here around WA. Every couple of weeks, we catch up with my political mate, Joe Spagnuolo. A couple of very interesting things for the Libs over the weekend. Joe was there and he's got a report for us now. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Well, yeah, we did talk about this. We've spoken about it a fair bit. Everyone knew Libyan Messam would take over. And of course, she's a member for VAS, so down your part of the world. But it finally happened, and she had a first kind of major event, which was State Council on Saturday.
You wrote that she's had the best first week initial run of a leader of a yeah. party in this state for a long, long time. What do you mean by that? Because surely you've got to have a look at the Libs, and the Nats have got a new leader as well. But, I mean, you know, they could just about hold their meetings in a phone box down on the corner. So yeah. How did she have such a good start in your eyes?
Okay, the reason, and you know, maybe I didn't explain it well enough in my column, but what, why am I? She's had the best start. Well, she was the only leader to make a stand, right, against the power brokers,
the clan,
right? But even just forget about calling them the clan. Everyone's known that Collier and Garan have been influential behind the scenes, you know, power brokers for a while. She's the only one that got there in the first week and said, you know what, I'm going to make some sort of a stand. I'm not going to include Nick Garan in my shadow cabinet. That was a big move. Mm. No one's ever done that. You know, okay, Collier made an apology. Was it sincere? Was it not? We can debate that, but she still managed to extract an apology. So when I say her best first week, no one's done that. No one.
Yeah, the clan... They certainly got some column inches some time ago when there was a few explosive tests on WhatsApp that were released. But how did she do that? Because look, we know, and it's 2023, but I think politics is still an ugly game, and I think in a lot of ways still a boys' game. Do you think that she has broken that by making this move?
Look, you know, what I said in my column was that, you know, the proof will be, you know, in the next 2 years, because, you know, there's a fair. You know, we will know prior to the next election whether, you know, Nick Garan, because Matthias Cormann has left, he's now head of the OECD. Collier says he's going to retire. Don't know that it's true. But, you know, if Nick Garan still manages to have, you know, major influence behind the scenes in regards to who's pre-selected and candidates, then nothing has changed, right? Mm. And don't forget, you know, we've no longer got the old voting system for the upper house. You will not be voting for the southwest region. You won't be voting for 6 members. You'll actually be voting for 37 people across the state. Mm. So when the Libs bring out their voting ticket, their Hag of Vote ticket, what position on that ticket will Nick Garan be? If he's, you know, within the first 5, right, vote, you know, Nick number 3 or whatever, then you kind of say to yourself, well, has anything really changed? So. Mm. We won't really know. And you've got to remember, you know, the clan. When we talk about the clan, we're just talking about like-minded Liberal MPs who were caught out in a series of texts boasting about the influence they had behind the scenes. Mm. And that boast came from Nick Garan. It came from Collier and Cormann, right? Mm. So that's what we mean by the clan.
Yeah. Okay. Also, at the state conference over the weekend, the council, the voice referendum was discussed, and it certainly got a lot of talk over the weekend too, because the Shadow Attorney General said, hey, listen, you know, for Anthony Albanese, we don't want criticisms. We want some details about this. Now, tell me if my logic with this is wrong. If people don't understand or haven't bothered to look at it, they will vote no, won't they?
And that's the concern. I mean, at State Council, I asked Libby and Melissa Price, you know, Libby Megan was WA Liberal leader, and also, you know, Melissa, who's the Liberal member for Durack. They both said, look, you know, there needs to be more detail on this. You know, people don't quite understand it, you know. And I do think at the moment, I think there is a real danger of this referendum not getting, not being achieved, not getting through, because I don't think that many people really understand what does a voice to Parliament, you know, what does it mean? How will it work? You know, Albanese argues that we should vote for the not so much the content, but the intent, right? Which is to recognise First Nations. But you know, I have to say, at the moment, they're not doing a great job of selling what the voice to Parliament means. Because And I'll need to do that. So, no, I think there is some real danger that this will not get through.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. One of the other big news stories today, though a lot of people couldn't give a flying about it, Lydia Thorpe has resigned from the Greens. Oh, thoughts and prayers. Mate, nice to catch up with you always, and we'll do it again in a few weeks' time. We'll see what's going on the political field, because it affects all of us.
Well, it does. And an interesting one is, of course, that Libby's a member for VAS, and you've got Steve Thomas, the deputy leader, who's, I think he used to be a Donnybrook boy from memory when I worked down there, and he's from down that way. So the southwest of WA has got the leader and the deputy leader, both from the south part of WA. So that's not a bad thing for country WA.
Yeah. Joe Spagnuolo, the only bloke who hasn't won a Grammy Award for today. Thank you so much for being with us, mate. Nice to talk to you.
Keep working on it.
Take care. Joe's back in a couple of weeks' time on Triple M.